sometimes patch just won't do the job. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So today is Thanksgiving. I know. It's the greatest holiday of the year. I mean, you get to eat the ham and the turkey, ham or turkey, or ham and turkey, and dressing and cranberry sauce. I don't even know who eats that. We have one person in our family that eats that, and we make it every, that doesn't matter, that's not why we're here. Hey, sometimes something leaks so bad that a patch won't do it. Now, you may be wondering, Blake, I've watched Tailgate Talks for a while, and I'm kind of sometimes intrigued by the backgrounds that you choose. Why would you choose to sit in front of a tractor on Thanksgiving? Well, that's a good question. This tractor has extremely large tires. This is my cousin Mike's tractor. And if you'll notice, the tires look mighty fine on this tractor. It recently had some shiny new shoes put on it. And before that, it had some leaky shoes. And went to the tire shop, had the leaks fixed. Went back to the tire shop, had the leaks fixed. We went to pick it up from the tire shop after having a leak fixed. And it was sitting on the parking lot waiting to be picked up after having a leak fixed, and the tire was flat. Had another leak. They had just fixed a leak. Yeah. It was just time for some new shoes. Now, tractor tire, if you wonder, why were you putting off getting new tires? Well, go price some tractor tires and you'll see they're not cheap. But sometimes you can't avoid it, right? Sometimes you can patch up something that's old only so long before you realize patching up a leaky vessel just doesn't do the job. You know what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17? He said that those who are in Christ aren't patched up vessels. That's not what he said. He said those that are in Christ are new creations. You know what's beautiful about that? It means that when you come to Jesus, you don't get a makeover. He doesn't patch up all your brokenness. He completely makes you new. Now, the incredible thing about that is when you put a new tire on a tractor, you don't have to worry about where it's going to leak next because it's a new tire. And the beautiful thing about being made new in Jesus is he takes all of our brokenness, all of our sin, and what the Word tells us is that is completely covered by the blood of Christ. You're made completely right in the sight of the Father. Listen, that is good news. And if you're watching this today on Thanksgiving week, and you don't know what it means to be made right completely in the sight of God, well, I have some good news for you. We would love to explain to you more about what it means to be made completely right in the sight of God. You can reach out to us through this LifeWord page, through the links that are provided on this LifeWord page, and we would love to talk to you more about what it means to know Jesus and to follow Jesus daily. It's as simple as crying out to God, asking God to forgive you of your sin and welcome you into His family. But if you want to know more about that, you can reach out to us through this page. Let us help you follow Jesus daily. Listen, one of my greatest joys every week is joining you on this tailgate. And so, hey, let's join each other again next week. Until then, I love you, and I thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you next week on a tailgate.